Thanks for listening to this week's Wellspring Church podcast as Pastor Trey Kelly leads us in this series, A Place to Call Home.
Imagine what God can do when we create a place to call home. That's really been the thrust of this entire series, this entire journey we're about to take. And very quickly, I kind of want to bring everybody up to speed. If you're a guest today, you're not really sure what we're talking about. I don't know if you noticed or not, but when you pulled into the parking lot today and you parked your car and you came in, you probably noticed that it did not say, you know, Wellspring Church on the wall. It said YMCA, because we are in a YMCA. You are in a GYM, a gymnasium right now. And that has been the life of Wellspring. From our very beginning, we have been what's called a set-up-and-tear-down church, a mobile church. Set-up-and-tear-down basically means, you ready for it? We set up and tear down every single week. We call ourselves the Church of the Pipe and Drape because we have it everywhere. If you attended in the middle school, you know that we had a lot more pipe and drape than we have now. But for our entire life, we've been mobile. We've been a set-up-and-tear-down, and over the last few months, God has opened the door, and we have walked through that door, and we have found a place for us to call home. We have leased a facility. It's the Golf Dimensions building on 501 and River Oaks, and our goal is to be moved into that facility by the summer of next year. And, that's really exciting, and that's what we've been talking about the last few weeks, because we've been talking about, you know, how this opens doors and how there's an opportunity, but there's also a practicality side, there's a practical side to it, right? It's going to take funds to do that. So we've been talking about how I believe God's going to make that possible. And this thing that we're calling A Place to Call Home is a three-year journey we're asking everybody to take with us. It's a journey of sacrificial living and supernatural giving. Basically what we're asking our church to do, the people that attend our church regularly, that call Wellspring home, that's who we're asking to do this, is to consider praying and asking God what he would have them give above and beyond what they regularly give to our church for 3 years so that we can make this move, right? Because the goal of this move is very simple. Our goal is to raise $1 million above and beyond regular giving in 3 years. We want to raise an extra $1 million in 3 years. And what that's going to do is that's going to cover, number one, the renovations of our new home. Right now, it's a golf store. And we have to change that. Because if people came into a golf store, they'd expect to buy golf clubs. There's literally a putting green right in the middle of what we think is going to be our auditorium, which some of you, that makes you really excited, but putting green's got to go. There's hitting bay. You know, it's not a church right now. It's not a place that works. So we're going to have to do some pretty serious renovations to make that suitable for our purposes for the next 7 to 9 years. And so, number one, we're trying to raise this money so we can do the renovations. Number two, it's going to cover the additional rent. Obviously, our rent in a permanent facility is going to be more than what we pay to be here one day a week. And so our rent's going to increase. And we know we're going to eventually grow to where we can cover that rent easily. But we're trying to be wise. And so we're going to raise the money now so that for a few years we can kind of bridge that gap until we move into, until we grow into being able to handle it ourselves. And then number three, this is super important, our Love Myrtle Beach initiatives for 2015. As you guys know, normally in December we take an offering every year for the next year, and because of the door God's opened for us right now, we can't take that offering this year because we're doing A Place to Call Home. But seriously, here's the thing that I shudder to think about, right? Because we've been loving Myrtle Beach. You guys have loved it. I can't tell you how many times I hear from you guys about how much you love serving in the community, especially when we do our love weekends. Here's the thing. It just doesn't sit right to me for this church to communicate to Myrtle Beach, hey, we love you. But see, we've got this building that we've kind of got to build. We kind of got to finish it. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to get back to loving you this summer. You know, like, it's just creepy. And so we're not going to do that. So we're going to take a portion of this offering to continue our Love Myrtle Beach initiatives in 2015. Like, that can't stop happening. You know, it would just send a terrible message to our community, and it would not be representative of who we are as a church. And so those are really the big things that you know, this money is going to pay for. And what we basically asked everybody who attends Wellspring and calls us home, we've asked you to pray a simple prayer. We've asked you to pray, God, what do you want me to do to create a place to call home? It's really that simple. And, you know, we've had a 21-day prayer guide for the last 2 weeks. You've been praying. I've been praying. Last Sunday we came back together, and I kind of shared some lessons with you from the life of Jesus, and we talked about sacrifice. That's not a word we use a lot here, but we define sacrifice this way. Sacrifice is when we give up something we love for something we love more. The example I used last week was if you have children, you sacrifice sleep for them, and you didn't really like it, but you knew you loved them more, and they just wouldn't stop crying, and so you didn't really have a choice. But no, the reason I bring up sacrifice is because, as I shared last week, if you are sitting in a chair right now, if you're watching this online, it's possible because somebody sacrificed. Wellspring was born in sacrifice. And that is not something I've really asked our church to do. I've never asked you to sacrifice financially, ever. And the only reason I am is because I believe this step is so important because of the opportunity that lies before us. But I also shared last week, you know, when I say $1 million, man, if you're like me, that number is so huge and so far out there that you can't touch it. And you're like, man, there's no way I can give enough to put a dent in $1 million. So why even try? And that's the supernatural part of this journey. Remember we talked about last week that there's a supernatural part and a sacrificial part. But the supernatural part is that we learned last week that God's not asking for equal gifts in this thing. He's just asking for equal sacrifice. See, God's not asking for you to give as much as somebody else because he knows you can't give as much as somebody else. All he's asking for is that you pray and that you're obedient. And somehow our obedience in this moment, if our sacrifice is $50 a month, if that's a sacrifice and that's what God calls us to do, God's going to use that and honor that. And that's going to be just as important to change lives as if you want to give like $250,000 over the course of the campaign, which if you do, we should talk. I'm not kidding. I want somebody to raise their hand. I'm just kidding. But that's the point. That's the beauty of what God's doing is God's bringing us all together, whatever the resources we have, and he's just asking to sacrifice. Because here's the thing we learned last week. It's all God's anyway. God doesn't really need our money. And so it's not really about our money. It's about our heart. And when we pray and we obey God with our stuff, it lets him know he has our heart, which is really important. And so, anyway, that's kind of where we've been the last few weeks. We've done a lot of talking about the how, right? How are we going to raise this money? How is it going to work? I don't really want to talk about that anymore because the how is not really fun and exciting, and it's not really the main point of what we're doing this for. Today, I want to talk about why. I want to talk about why we're doing this. I want to talk about why this matters a great deal. And as I said before, it doesn't matter because we want to give our setup and tear down guys a break, which I know you want one, but that's not why we're doing this. We're doing this. I'm comfortable as your pastor getting up on stage and saying words that kind of make me cringe inside because I don't talk this way, but challenging you to pray and challenging you to give sacrificially because I believe it's worth it. Because I believe that the church is the greatest investment in the world. I really do. I believe the local church is the greatest investment on the planet. And here's why. Because you always get a return. And the return you get when you invest in the local church is not a return for today. It's not a return just for tomorrow. It's a return for eternity. And I know you're sitting there and you're saying, well, you're the pastor, and that's kind of easy for you to say. And you're right, it is easy for me to say. This would not be a very compelling message if I was just up here telling you about what a great investment it is to invest in God's church. So what we decided to do today is to let some other people share with you. Today's going to be about stories. We've actually got four stories we're going to share with you today of people whose lives have been transformed by God and whose lives have been transformed by you and the role you've played at this church. And so as you watch these stories, I want you to be reminded, oh, okay, this is why we're creating a place to call home. This is why we're moving, so that we can have more stories like this. And as you hear these stories, I want you to think about your own story, because the cool thing is, most of your stories are the same as theirs. Maybe you grew up in church a little bit. Maybe you attended. But for whatever reason, you fell out. You didn't really like it. And then for some reason, you came to Wellspring, and something clicked. And as I say all the time, it is not great preaching. It is not great music. It is the power of God himself. For some reason, and we are so grateful, he has chosen to move through us at this time and this place, and we are forever grateful for it. And please hear me, we will never take it for granted. And so as you hear these stories, I want you to be reminded of your own story. I want you to be reminded of what God's done through you. And I, for the I want you to hear from the bottom of my heart. I mean, next week is the commitment, and I could have spent the whole time today talking about you got to give, you got to give. But that's not what this is about. I believe the most compelling reason for us to sacrifice is the stories you're going to see on the screen. Because they're reality. It's what God is doing, and it's what God is going to continue to do. I hope you have your tissues ready. I hope you heard coming in, because there's some powerful stories here. But I want you to hear what God's done, and then I want you to begin to imagine what else can God do when we create a place to call home. Check out these videos.
Well, my family and I just moved here from Las Vegas 2 years ago and managed to make it out here a year and a half ago and joined Wellspring. And from the moment that we entered the premises, we've been had this warm and inviting, nurturing reception from everyone. The door greeters were Randy and Diane Stringer. They're my next door neighbors. So that was a fabulous to see two familiar faces. And then once the doors opened, Journey's Don't Stop Believing was blasted. And I was like in heaven already. I was sold at that moment. Well, my children and I really enjoyed the church and we thought, oh, we'll give Wellspring a try. And wanted for them to make a decision on their own whether or not to accept Christ. The only person missing in this scenario was my husband. He grew up Catholic and had decided he did not want to step into another church, and it's been over 30 years since he had. And I've been with him for 23 years, and I've been saddened because I hadn't been able to get him to go to a church. In Vegas, I was going to Central Christian, which is a non-denominational, just like Wellspring is. But I grew up Methodist, and very strict Methodist, and so it's been tough for myself, knowing that I have a relationship with God and my husband didn't. We started coming here regularly. A few months into it, my son, who was 13, Kyle Austin, he was 13 at the time, he decided that he was ready to get baptized. So a year ago in October, I took the plunge and decided to reconfirm my faith. And Pastor Eric, wonderful Eric, baptized us in the YMCA pool. So I'm like, yay, I've got another Christ follower within my family. My husband started noticing that within our family dynamic, things were changing. We were a lot closer. My children were paying more attention to the family unit and to the Word of God. And so he decided to join us for Christmas Eve. And we did that at House of Blues. He was totally impressed. He loved the band. He loved Pastor Trey. And I felt completely blessed. Mother's Day was a pivotal day for us this past year, because that's the day that my then 8-year-old daughter, Alyssa Rose, decided she wanted, her and Jessica's daughter, Daphne, decided that they wanted to get baptized and give us the best Mother's Day present. Well, the icing on the cake was that Kenny, my husband, decided he wanted to become a Christ follower. So I'm like, I was dying. That was the best day ever. And he's learned to give up some of his control and some of his worry and just believe and trust in this beautiful faith that we have, and that God's gonna carry us when we can't walk. And it's working. I have to honestly say that the most spectacular part of our experience so far with Wellspring has been this past October when our whole entire family had communion. We had partook in the communion ceremony one evening in October. It was my family's first time for the whole entire family, including my husband, to ever take communion together. And my husband, as I told you, grew up Catholic. You know, to get him to accept the communion of God and the bread of Christ was something that I couldn't see. And just to see how it has changed him and how it opened him up, it has been the most precious, beautiful gift I could ever, ever ask for. And I knew that my husband wasn't just going through the motions. I knew that he felt it. I knew that he was living it. And since then, like, the walls that seem to be closing in on us, in our lives, in what's been challenges for us, those walls are like slowly dissipating. Those walls are just getting knocked down, and he's walking with so much more confidence. He walks with a pep in his step now, and this vigor for life that is contagious. I spent that whole entire night singing and crying just from love and blessings and appreciation and gratefulness. And I thank Wellspring for that. I thank your whole entire Wellspring community for that. And I'm grateful to be part of that. Finding Wellspring has been the single most important thing, decision that I have made for my family since I decided to move us here. And I am grateful and honored to be part of it.
So I moved here in the summer of 2010, right out of college. Wasn't going to church, but found myself looking for fulfillment and a lot of wrong places. I was looking for that, for one, in relationships, seeking that out with relationships, friendships, or with women, and looking for that and kind of basing my self-worth on how I was doing in the relationship department with friends or with girls in general. Just places that weren't going to fulfill me, left me feeling empty, and I felt that emptiness quite a bit. So I one day decided to try life change. I worked with TJ at the news station, also worked with Heather Byance, and I asked her, first question I asked was, what's the dress code at Wellspring Church? And so, can I wear shorts to church? Because I didn't really know what to expect. And Heather just told me, oh yeah, you can, there's no real dress code, just wear what you want. It's a great place. I'd seen her really talking about how great Wellspring Church was. So one day I just decided, okay, I'm gonna give this a try and see what happens. We were at Myrtle Beach Middle School, which I thought was, you know, a little strange meeting in the gymnasium of a middle school, but just walking in there and how friendly everyone was and how welcoming everybody was there, and just the friendship even before getting into church. And I'd never been to really a service like Wellsprings before. And I'd grown up in a traditional church, so I never knew, honestly, how much fun it could be. And I just left there feeling such an incredible motivation and inspiration and love from God that I had honestly never felt before. At the time, I was under the impression, well, I have to be this perfect person. I have to be in the right place to be able to get baptized and to feel okay about it. And Eric explained to me, well, that's not the case. It's just that you're pushing towards that and you're going to continue to be motivated and inspired to continue to change your life and let God work through you. So November 2012, I decided to get baptized, and it was just such an incredible experience. Even though it was at the YMCA pool, we made that into such a great thing. I'd seen people get baptized before, and it's just something incredible that I was able to share with my Wellspring family and others as well. The things that have really changed in my life since I've started going to Wellspring Church, I've found myself not worrying as much, for one, and just knowing that, having this trust in God and then feeling that love from God whenever I start feeling down or start having struggles in life, because I've noticed that coming to Wellspring, it's continually motivating, but it's not a one-stop shop. You can't just show up one time and have your life changed immediately. It takes a lot of progress, and just showing up to church those Sundays, I can leave there with a new message from God and realize how I can eventually continue to change my life throughout the week. So I've noticed that. I feel that my mind is at ease a lot of times, because I can feel that if I'm following in God's way, then I know it's the best way and that it's absolutely going to work out for me. And I've also met my lovely fiance, Lauren Hinnon. I knew her from work, but we've started going to Wellspring, and that's really helped develop our relationship, because we are in it together, share the same beliefs on that, and know that as long as we put God first in our relationship, then it's going to be a success. I've developed great relationships since I've come to Wellspring Church, knowing that we're all centered on the same thing and that we're all really in this together, I feel like I'm friends with those at church. That's TJ, Eric, Trey, just the leaders of this church. I feel like I'm more friends with them and can build a relationship off that. I mean, they're the leaders of our church, and I feel like I can come to them with anything. It doesn't matter. We can hang out outside of church, and it doesn't feel like, oh, this is the pastor of a church. I gotta stay buttoned up. I gotta watch what I say, really walk on eggshells. Wellspring's really become my family here in Myrtle Beach. I feel just so at ease whenever I'm even spending time with people at Wellspring or at Wellspring in general, because I know they have my absolute best interests in mind and that they're going to teach me that God's way in life is always the best way.
I lived a Christian life, but not like most, like other people have. As a little girl, we lived in, it was called the Life House. It consisted of 20 other families, and it was a roundhouse. It was set up like a hotel. We were provided with shelter, food, clothing. The only catch was we were not allowed to see the outside world or our family. It was to help us not sin or do anything like that. It was their way of saying that's what God wanted us to do and how to live. So as a child, I lived that way until I was 7 years old. I believe I went into it when I was 3. We were just taught that that was the way that God wanted us to live so that we would be able to go to heaven. And I can still remember taking a walk with my mom one day and having my family yelling for us at the gate. When it finally got shut down, we were back out in, you know, society, and we decided not to go to church ever again. It was bad. We just thought that it was not for us. We were taught that it was, you know, we were brainwashed for a very long time of how to, you know, how to praise God and stuff like that. So we never went again. And as I got older and was living on my own, and I was an adult and I could make my own decisions, I still was against the whole church thing. I had numerous people tell me that church was different and it wasn't that way. And I would just think to myself, you didn't grow up like I did. You didn't understand and go through what I went through when I was a child. When I wasn't going to church, I drank a lot. I felt like I could drink my sorrows away. I just had a really rough life, and I just felt like I didn't have a way out. I would wake up in the morning and drink. And I would go to work, and I would drink, and it was like a circle. I could never get ahead. I could never get out. I did, you know, slow down drinking after I had kids and stuff. After that, I just became really bitter and angry, and I shut the world out, and I became very sheltered. I didn't want to be around people. I was very judgmental. I wasn't really happy, I guess you could say. My life was upside down. I had this black cloud that was following me around, and I just wasn't ever getting ahead. And I had a friend that was attending Wellsprings, and she would ask me every Saturday to attend. Like I said, my life was just horrible. And she asked me again that Saturday night if I would attend church. And I thought to myself, what do I have to lose? So I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. And honestly, I did it to hush her up so she wouldn't ask me anymore because I was just tired of it. as church started, I was sitting there and Pastor Trey Kelly was speaking, and honestly, I zoned out a few times. I guess I kind of didn't want to be there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was as if God was right there in the room with us and was speaking straight through Trey, to me, like aiming right at me. I started sweating a lot. I felt like I was having an anxiety attack. I was looking around the room like, what's going on with me? And with every word that he was saying, my heart started to beat out of my chest. I could feel it. I could hear it. And then I just started pouring down crying. I couldn't stop. I couldn't control it. I did not know what was going on. And I knew right then and there that the reason why I was there was God was aiming a message through Trey to me. And it was as if Trey was there to revive me that day. And I knew my purpose. And that day was the day that I had given myself back to the Lord. And I knew that what I was taught and how I was brought up was not right. However, I don't have to turn my back on God. In July of 2014, I decided to prove myself to the Lord, and I got baptized. And it actually changed me. I felt like I was cleansing myself from my past and how I was raised, and I just washed it away from me as if it never happened. It's just changed my life in a very positive way. And since that, a lot of things have turned better in my life, and I'm no longer in the shadows or in the dark. I'm like in the sunshine. I'm like really, truly happy.
When we started at Wellspring, I was invited to a baptism by a friend at the beach several years ago. And when I got there, I ended up realizing that I knew a lot of the people that were there, and that was kind of interesting for me. I think Matt was stunned the following week when I said, hey, you want to go to church? At like 8 o'clock in the morning, and he said, okay, where? You know, for me, it was, you know, I always believed, but I wasn't really active in my faith. I grew up Catholic and have recovered from that, and we always made it to the parking lot of churches before that. Never in. But that morning we did. We made it to the parking lot. We got in. We got a donut. We were good. So.
And we weren't heathens. I mean, we believed in God. We just didn't follow. You know, we didn't find a place we felt that we could be a part of and be a family. And you think you're okay. You know, you're living life. You're moving forward. But it's the little things that get you. You know, the things you say, your thought process, you know, you allow, you know, little things to set you off. And, you know, certainly I grew up and, you know, I was a pretty angry person. And not that I beat my kids or did any of those types of things, but I wasn't whole. And I think that certainly was something that, you know, my child, my son, my wife, and, you know, they see in you. And it's not the person that I want to be, and it wasn't the person that I wanted to be. And that wasn't always. It was just those moments would creep in, and you would allow it to happen. You know, and you didn't have the base and the strength, not only from God, but from your church family to kind of lean on in those moments when everything and the pressures of life kind of creep up on you. And that's probably been the biggest change that I've experienced being a part of Wellspring is it was a vessel to let God in and allow my heart to fully embrace, you know, God's love, which ultimately has changed me as a person.
And we've weathered, in our 15 years together, you know, almost 13 years married, we've weathered some crazy storms. I mean, as individuals, as families, I mean, we've experienced great loss of, you know, parents and change and struggle and trial. And the difference between that struggle before and that struggle now is completely different, I think. You know, you find your faith and your strength in the moments of total challenge when you are totally lost and you have just one thing to look for that gets you through it, and that's that light. And the hardest thing to do, I think, in that relationship and finding that strength is listening and trusting what God's telling you to do. And when you can do that, it's life-changing. And I mean, we are completely, totally changed, I think.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years.
I think more so, I mean, the evidence for me has been this past year. You know, I think, you know, obviously going through a lot of life change, and not necessarily good life change, but life change from the standpoint of, you know, career and, you know, losing your job and trying to struggling through that process of finding yourself again and what you wanted to do and what you want to accomplish.
And what's important.
And what's important, which is, you know, our faith and our family and our friends. And so, you know, it's been a tough year. You know, I experienced, you know, going through and helping my dad through, you know, his great loss. You know, my stepmother, you know, passing away. And they were married for 39 years. And I wouldn't have been able to make it through that without God. And I'm grateful that I have a church family in Wellspring that was a support and a rock for me through that.
I don't know what I'd have done without these two. I'm afraid they'd have probably been putting me where they put my wife, because I'd have never made it up there if I'd have stayed up in that trailer by myself. Because it just seemed like it was something that was lost, and I couldn't find what I wanted. Thank gosh I had Matt to fall back on, because I don't know what I'd have done. They'd have probably been... But he invited me to come over to Wellspring, and I went over there, and it just seemed like I walked into a church like I'd never been before. I just was... Everybody seemed to be so friendly, And Trey, I'd love to listen to him preach. I could listen to him preach all day. And he just seemed like some things that he said just touched my heart. And I knew then that there was just turn the life over to God and let him do with it what he had to do with it. And then it just seemed like it was, I come home. I know there's been several years that we've talked about going back to church, but we just never did do it. I know it was different, but when I walked in there, everybody seemed to be so, everybody welcomed you, just like one big family. And that's what I liked, it's just one big family.
Yeah, there's, I've had the pleasure of, you know, watching, you know, my wife get baptized at Wellspring, my oldest son get baptized at Wellspring, myself, and but nothing made me feel more, you know, than when my dad got baptized at Wellspring, especially after the year that we've all experienced, and for him, the great change that he's had in his life, you know. Living with his love for 39 years and that being gone. And it's a really hard thing to see your dad lost. And I'm just glad that I was able to be there for him. that we had a place like Wellspring that I could bring him. And the change that's continuing in his life, I'm grateful for.
You know, when we talk about changing family trees, we mean it. That's not just something we say. It is something that God has decided to do through us. And please hear me. It is something God has decided to do through us. It's not us. It's what God has decided to do, and we are so, so grateful that he has. And we're going to keep doing everything we can so that we have more. But the story is just like that. And I believe with all my heart that a place to call home in this move, that the reason God's leading us to do it is because it's going to lead to more of those stories. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I told Trey I'd love to just kind of share a little bit. When I saw those stories, which, by the way, the text messages between the staff was, I had to pause it. I couldn't keep going, you know, and we made sure we had tissues today because it was amazing. But it just screamed God's faithfulness, that he searches for every piece of our heart and he never, ever stops. And when we started, you know, Trey has said before that Wellspring started as a journey of sacrifice, that when we moved here from Texas, we left everything we knew about church to do and just follow what God said. And I can't say at the time it always felt like sacrifice. There were certainly seasons.
They've heard the stories. They know it didn't always feel.
You know, it's like certain seasons of it did. And I've said, I wish that you guys could have been there the night that we got on our knees, on our face, in our den and prayed and felt like God said, there are people there that you're supposed to reach is where you're supposed to be. I wish you guys could have experienced that from the beginning, because the faith, the stretching it did for us and our closeness to God in that. And I feel like this journey over the next 3 years is exactly that for you guys, that you're going to get to see it, what God's faithfulness does when we decide to say, you know what, God, I'm going to do exactly what you want me to do in this moment, whether it makes sense or it doesn't. I'm going to trust you. And I am forever grateful that you are the faces that we prayed for all those years, and that you're sitting here today for that. And I know this last 2 weeks, as we've been praying together, we've had a prayer guide we've been sending around if you're a guest, but I've just felt this closeness and this unit, I mean, you know, like us being unified together and seeking what God wants us to do. And it's just been amazing. So I'm excited for us to have shared, you know, what God's done for the last 5 years, but for you to get to be a part of this next big step and what it will personally do in your life. So we're so excited.
Yeah, so, you know, next week's the week. We're all coming back together. And, you know, next week is the week that we're asking God to speak to us. And, you know, the plan is to bring our commitments for 3 years of what we believe God wants us to do, to bring our first gift towards that. And we're really excited about it. And I hope you'll come back next week. We've actually...
yeah, don't miss.
Don't say the name. You said the name last hour.
Oh, yeah, don't miss.
We've got one more story to share with you next week as well, just about why we're doing this. But one piece of housekeeping right before I close. You know, we've been talking about this a lot. We've given you, you know, information. We put websites and all that. But we've kind of had some conversations, and I just wanted to make one final offer. You know, I've had more meetings in the last 2 months than I've ever had in my life, and I ever want to have again. But it's because we want everybody to be informed, right? We had small groups last week, and everybody talked about it. But we know that there may be some people who maybe you slipped through the cracks. You have some questions. You just a few things you want clarity on, and we understand that. We understand that this is a big commitment, and we're asking a lot of you, and God's asking a lot. And so what we're going to do is we advertise this all week, so I hope that this isn't a surprise. But as soon as we dismiss today, Danny and I are going to be hosting a lunch Basically, just if you have any questions, you know, we just don't want next week to come. People say, "Well, man, I wanted to participate, but I didn't get this question answered. I didn't know." And so we want to make ourselves as available as possible. And so we're going to have a lunch right after we dismiss. Dan and I are hosting it. Everyone is welcome. We have a meal. We have childcare provided. And I doubt it will actually even take that long because most people don't have a whole bunch of questions. But we just want to make it available to you. And so we're going to be hosting that lunch. We'd love for you to come be a part of that, just so that you can have peace in your spirit as you're praying this week about exactly what it is God wants each of us to do. But I'm going to pray for us right now, and then we're going to close with kind of the song we've been singing this whole series, kind of been an anthem, you know, for what it is that we believe God's calling us to do. And I just hope this week as you pray, I hope you'll remember these stories. I hope you'll remember your own story. And I really do hope that God will just solidify in your heart that the only reason we're doing this is so that there are more stories. It's because we believe that this is the step God's asking us to take so that we can reach more people. And I hope you'll come back next week. Next week is going to be a pivotal moment, not only in the life of our church. I believe it is going to be a pivotal moment in this city and a pivotal moment for this region as a group of people come together and say we are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure every man, woman, and child on the Grand Strand get a chance to fall in love with Jesus. And that's really our heart. And so I'm going to pray for us, and I hope you'll sing this song. I hope God's moving in your heart. And I hope you'll come back next week ready to show Myrtle Beach just how much we love them. Let me pray for you. God, we love you so much. We thank you that you are so generous with us and so loving. And Father, we thank you that we get to be a part of the changed lives that you're doing here in Myrtle Beach. It is such an honor and a privilege. And as I said before, Father, we will never take it for granted. We know it is all because of you. We know it has nothing to do with us, Lord. We just want to get out of your way and let you move. Father, I pray you speak to our hearts this week. You speak clearly. You speak boldly. And may we come back next Sunday and boldly take the step of faith you're asking us to take so that we can create a place to call home, a place where we can have more stories like the ones we've seen today. We love you, Father. It is a privilege to serve you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us this week for the Wellspring Church Podcast. For more information, sermon downloads, and more, visit us at wellspringchurch.tv.